America, Africa, Asia.
And see the world over.
Arctic, Antarctic, Atlantic, Pacific.
In the air names of the world in this hemisphere, we find.
Adventurer, man of action, and agent for the International Intelligence Corps, received a message from IIC headquarters to report to the Dalai Lama, the high priest of Tibet, in the holy city of Lhasa. Leaving his specially constructed underwater craft, the Black Shark, to follow him up the Salween River, Rip and Big Mike, his constant companion in adventure, flew in their jet-propelled plane, the Sky Streak, to the plains outside the city. There they were taken over by messengers from the Dalai Lama, blindfolded and placed on horseback. We find they are still in this situation, but are now inside the city limits.
Well, it sounds like a lively little community.
I'd certainly like to have a look at it.
I say, now, how big do you suppose it is?
I've been trying to gauge the distance. We landed only a mile out of town, and we haven't been on those horses for over 45 minutes.
Yeah, and it feels like we're starting to climb.
Yep, it does.
Say, didn't the Lama say the palace sit on a high hill?
Yeah, it seemed to me to be about 2,000 feet up.
Yeah, now, that'll put us close to 18,000 feet above sea level. I'm getting breathless already.
Oh, we're entering some kind of a passageway. I can feel the difference.
Yeah, and I can hear it.
Well, I... Stop! Dr. Salman, come.
Oh, he wants us to dismount.
Happy to oblige, old man.
Still climbing.
I wish they'd clear the rocks off this path.
Oh, they've gone into a chamber of some sort.
Valhalla!
What's this?
I don't know. We couldn't have reached the top. We haven't gone far enough.
There were those doors.
Uh-huh.
Say, now we're in the elevator.
So it seems...
Hot floor. Hot out.
No wisecracks, Mike. The message said use discretion and politeness, remember?
Come.
Well, I have to amuse myself some way.
And recite the Gettysburg speech backwards.
Say, what becomes of today for, of the people, by the people, and for the people?
Don't bother me. 29 steps.
I always like to know where you are, don't you?
I'd like to know where the nearest exit is.
Come.
Yeah.
Come in, gentlemen. No, there is no object in your path. You may remove the blindfold.
Yeah.
Good.
You are blinking. The sun is bright in this room, is it not?
After being blindfolded for an hour, it seems bright, yeah.
You will become accustomed to it. We use its sun rays to heat this room. Now, may I inquire, which of you is Commander Lawson?
I am your,
No, Commander. To you, I am not your highness. I understand your American customs. You may address me as Mr. Dalai Lama, if you prefer.
Thank you.
And you then are Big Mike?
That's right, sir.
Be seated, gentlemen. Before we commence, I must apologize for your inconveniences. The first, that those tribesmen molested you. And the second, that you necessarily have to be blindfolded. I trust you were not too upset by either experience.
Well, now that they're over, they can be laughed at, though. There was a time we weren't sure of our welcome.
I can quite understand.
May I ask a question?
Certainly.
How did you know of Mike and me?
Often I have heard of the results of your work in Asia and other parts of the world. I know you belong to a certain organization, but that is of little concern to me. I know of you as, shall I say, men of action, which brings me to the point. I presume you are not acquainted with either the background or customs of our barren and mountainous country.
Well, I know something, but very little of Tibet.
And you, sir?
Well, I've flown over it a lot of times.
During the Asian conflict, I presume?
Yes, sir.
Again, to the point. 300 miles to the north of here is Tangra North. There, surprisingly enough, are some botanic of gardens. Does that not surprise you, gentlemen?
Should it, sir?
I see you do not understand. The whole plateau below is several hundred feet above sea level.
16,000 feet, isn't it?
You are correct. Being at such an altitude, no vegetables or flowers grow. It is quite barren, and this barren extends far beyond Tangra North. But there is a botanical garden. Extremely large.
I see. Someone has discovered how to make things grow this high. Is that it?
That is it. But not quite so simple. Things are growing there, but the person responsible for this growth has never reported it. Now, gentlemen, in this country, such an oversight is highly unusual.
So unusual that it's not an oversight, huh?
Precisely. Also, I have heard rumors of strange undertakings there. I have heard also that the ground beneath the botanical gardens is an immense cave, dug not by nature, but by some human hand. Now, gentlemen, if all this were being done for the good of the human race, it would have been reported to me. As it has not been reported, and it is closely guarded, I fear there is something underfoot that is detrimental to the human race.
And you want us to investigate it?
Do not put it delicately, Commander Lawson. If this something is detrimental to the people of the world, or only to my people, I wish it not investigated, but destroyed.
I see.
Perhaps with the powerful guns of your jet-propelled plane, you could do this?
Well, I'd have to look into it first, sir.
Precisely. Yapo Nyingma Deba Yashilari Yal Penglinor Lama Rao Tashan. Horses and provisions will be awaiting you, gentlemen, at the base of the elevator. I wish you success.
Sir, what's the name of the man who built these gardens at Tangri North?
The man is not a man.
Huh?
It is a woman, Lama Dore Pomo.
She's a lama, like you?
On a lower scale.
I see.
So I believe there's some influence in her life other than botanical gardens.
Huh? Oh, I see.
Your provisions and transportation are prepared, gentlemen. Would you be kind enough to replace your blindfold?
Here we go again.
Thank you, gentlemen. May I wish you luck? If you succeed, there shall be waiting for you a pot of gold weighing 32 pounds. If you do not succeed, you will have no use for it. And may I add, Tanglinor is not hospitable to strangers.
There she is, Mike. Tangri North.
Yep, that's it.
Looks beautiful from here, doesn't it?
Yeah, anything looks good after 5 days on a horse. And nothing but rocks.
We better dismount behind this small hillock here.
Right. We better get under cover. How's this?
Good.
It looks like we're going to have trouble.
He said they weren't very hospitable.
Ethan, that's a mile away of putting it.
I wonder if that shot was meant to scare us away.
I don't know. I don't even know where it came from.
Neither do I.
And I don't scare that easily. Not when there's a pot of gold at the end of the trail.
Yeah, I'll bet you figured out how much it would be worth.
Sure I did. $19,920.
I saw a bush move over to the right.
Yeah, I don't see anything.
Let's make him show himself.
Yeah.
Look, I'll run over this little hill and down the other side.
You'll have to stand to get me, and then you can take a shot at him.
I got it. Go ahead. Got him!
Are there any more around?
I'll show yourself and we'll find out.
Do you think I'm crazy?
I'll call over and see who he is.
Go on.
Hey, Rip, I'm going to stand up. Seems to be okay.
I got it, Mike.
Good. Keep me covered. I'll try again. It's all right now, Rip.
I think so. Let's take a look at these two greeters.
Turn him over.
Recognize him?
Yeah. He's the boy who tried to tie us to the saddle. I'm afraid we're going to have a rough time, Mike. This outfit is out for blood.
What are you going to do?
Let's go. We'll see what makes these botanical gardens grow.
Looks like a big one. Here, let me get it.
Don't make any noise.
No.
Hold it.
Now, will you look at that?
A regular factory.
Yeah. And look at the air vents in the ceiling. The steam escapes through there. And that's the explanation of the botanical garden. Steam, moisture, and heat.
That's it. But Rip.
I know. There's some other reason for those turbines, and it's not to grow flowers.
Rip and Big Mike make sure they have their guns handy and slowly ease themselves past the door and into the cave that has been converted into a factory. There they see machinery that is strange to their eyes, and as they study it, they grow more positive that this cave holds a larger and more sinister mystery than even they could have imagined.